Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
What you want to read on holiday, like, was absorbed in
it's
it.
A navy blazer, yeah, but it's so much more.
Yeah, yeah,
I'll send you the recipe.
That sounds so good.
And I would say yes, I did know pretty quickly.
I knew you were going to say that.
That's amazing.
You're listening to the Sherlock podcast, your guide to a more stylish life. Hello, I'm Georgie Courage-Cole, and welcome to today's Sherlock's Team podcast. Today, I'm joined by Amrit Mann, Heather Steele, and Lou Huff. Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
I feel like we have today to start with Ukraine, and it's quite a difficult thing to approach to talk about in our industry. It feels, I don't know about the rest of you, like suddenly what we're doing is so superficial and so irrelevant and thoughtless in the wake of such horrors that are going on in Russia and Ukraine. And we've debated a bit this morning about what we do from here and how we go forward. And we're looking at other businesses and how they react. There was one business today that said they weren't going to be advertising anymore. There were other businesses doing sales. It's really difficult. So I think I just wanted to say that whilst what we do does seem superficial, we also employ 45 women who have salaries to earn. And we have made a contribution to the Red Cross. But at Sherlock, our job is to entertain, provide some relief, inspire, and, you know, we're doing what we can. And luckily we're in a position to be able to donate a bit and raise awareness of other causes doing the same. So we will use opposition as much as we can to do our bit. Changing the subject. How's your weekend, Lou? I'm looking at you just thinking of onions. We just did a sound test and Emily said, what does everyone have for lunch? And he's like, I could just taste onions.
Yeah, I had a pad thai salad and there was a lot of raw red onion in it, which is just lingering. It's really delicious. I've had far too many avo toasts from Gail's as of late, and I was telling the girls I'm basically an avocado on the inside, so I'm trying to mix it up. And the pad thai salad was delicious.
Was it?
I was going to say, yeah. I think you can deal with onion breath as long as you enjoyed the meal.
Exactly.
Except for everyone else to suffer with.
I think there's a lot worse than onion. I think garlic's probably a lot worse than onion. So.
Although really, really strong. We have quite a lot of pho takeaway, pho delivery. Yeah. And there's a chicken Vietnamese salad, which I love, but it's so oniony. I get to a point where I'm like, sometimes I just can't eat it. Anyway. Heather, what did you have for lunch?
I'm doing a juice diet this
week. Oh my God, you are! You were drinking green juice earlier.
I was. I don't mind green juices, but yeah, so that's my...
How long are you doing it for?
Just for 3 days. Okay. Only because I do it for a full week, but they're bloody expensive. Mm-hmm. So I think 2 or 3 days.
Why are you doing it?
Just fancied it. I need like a bit of a reset. I'm getting in some bad habits. So I just thought that would be a good way to kind of kickstart.
So is this day one?
This is day one, yes. Oh. But I'm doing one. It's with Plenish where you have two soups as well. So it's not just pure juice. Because I've done juice ones before. And like, I remember Becky looking over at me. It was like, are you okay? And she said I was like green and transparent at the same time. I felt fine.
It's not the look you're going
for.
Yeah,
it was just a bit on the faint side. So
not for me.
I'll report back.
Well done you. Amrit, what did you have for lunch?
I was unhealthy and I had a sausage roll from Gary. Yes, and I have a Twix in my bag for later.
Oh,
I see. The other day Amrit came out the kitchen with a hot cookie and she's got a cookie from Gail's and microwaved it, and I was like, that is genius.
Yes. I love having like warm dessert. So
do you put the cookie in the microwave?
Yeah. Yes.
Like I do that with a brownie.
Yes, with ice cream. Oh, it's so good.
So good.
I had that yesterday.
So good. sausage roll and a Twix. I mean, that was my daughter's like idea of heaven.
Someone, we don't know who, but someone had fish in the upstairs. Use fish in the upstairs microwave.
I thought that's not allowed.
Totally not allowed. No. But the thought of then having that and then putting in nice chocolate cookies is why I don't eat in microwaves.
That puts me off.
Yeah. I'm sure there was a fish roll. Fish and eggs. Someone eggs. Who she doesn't like her anymore, she used to bring her eggs in every morning.
What do you feel? Yeah, no, that's what do you not...
She had two like hobbled eggs, and I just
they stink.
But you can also make scrambled egg in the microwave.
No, there's a save cooking for home. How was everyone's weekends? Anything exciting, Lou?
Mine went so quickly. I don't like. I feel like I cannot believe it's the start of March. This year has flown by. So I always get to the end of the Sunday and I'm like, damn, I really need one more day.
I thought of you this weekend because it was just the most glorious weather. And it is today, again, the most glorious day.
So nice.
It's been your, hasn't it been your perfect?
Yeah, I love this kind of weather. We were actually in Paris last weekend and the weather was pure blue skies the whole time and kind of 10 degrees. So chilly.
Perfect.
But yeah, beautiful skies, and it was just so nice to be back in Paris. We just went for one night, went early Saturday morning, came back late on Sunday, and had such a lovely time.
Thing to do.
Yeah,
we're taking my mum for the day soon, actually, my brother and I, for her. It was her 70th present in lockdown that we haven't
You
done
go quite
yet.
A lot for the day, don't you?
I just think there's something so like bougie about hopping on the Eurostar, going for the day. You get up at 6,
yeah,
get there, quick gallery, really nice lunch, bit of a mooch,
yeah,
back on the train, glass of wine, some snacks, and then you're kind of home by 9.
Yeah.
It's really nice. I mean, you could stay, but I just think there's something different.
Yeah.
Anyway. Heather, what about you? Good weekend?
I had a good weekend because it was boring. It was my first free weekend since the very beginning of the year, so I kind of needed doing nothing. But I sorted out all my clothes and wardrobe, so I got like a charity pile, an eBay pile. I'm still wearing. Yeah. But it felt good at the end. It was stressful during, but...
It's horrible, but once you start, once you start.
Exactly. Same with books. So, yeah, it looks...
Good for you.
Yeah, that was my weekend, basically.
Spring clean.
Exactly.
Amrit?
I also had a bit of a nothing weekend. I've got... my next 3 weekends are really, like, busy and intense. I'm going home for, like, the next 3 weeks. Home is Gloucestershire. So I wanted to have a weekend to myself and just... Basically, just watch TV, do nothing, and then just have a roast dinner at the end.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
So, yeah, nice and chill.
What are you watching?
I am watching, at the moment, we just watched this new movie on Netflix called The Weekend Away with Leighton Meester in it.
I saw that came up on my Netflix.
Yes, it's okay. I think it's, like, number 2 at the moment on Netflix, and I think people are watching it because it's Leighton Meester.
Yeah, okay.
But that was my thought anyway, because I watched the movie and I didn't think it was that great. It's just it's an all right movie.
Out of 10?
Like 6.
Okay.
Yeah.
We watched Sing 2 again. I mean, I'm 41. Can't get enough of it.
I came in the other day and I was like, Georgie was telling us about Sing 2 and she was literally crying telling us about it. So I showed the trailer to Lou and he's like, yeah, it does look
it's
good.
It's so good, James. He loved it. I was like, don't fall asleep. You're not allowed to fall asleep. And he said, I didn't fall asleep. Oh. So good.
We watched House of Gucci finally on Saturday.
What did you think?
Have you seen it yet?
No, I downloaded it.
Have you seen it, Heather?
Yeah, I saw it before it came out.
I'm ready.
So
I have not.
You said that you were mixed, weren't you?
I liked lots of elements of it, but thought the acting was pretty dodge.
Yeah, I'm the same. I think it's like, I kind of went into it knowing it's not going to be amazing.
Yeah.
The storyline as well is nothing. I mean, something happens, but not
It's not
really.
A real true crying caper, which you kind of think it might
no,
be.
No, exactly. And yeah, the Italian accents are really, really shit.
I still really want to watch it.
It's still worth a watch.
I think Adam Driver is amazing. His outfits in it are so good. The styling is just like, I would watch it just for that. And his shoes and his polos and his glasses, actually.
Yes.
Both of us were like, really want to get those glasses.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. But it's 2.5 hours, which is just an hour too long in my eyes.
But does it get boring?
It just kind of goes on.
I think I'll watch it in 2 sittings.
It's very like just chronological, isn't it? Like then this sort of thing. So
well, you're not putting me off. See, nothing.
Yeah, but, yeah. but it's like beautifully shot and kind of, I guess, as you'd have expected.
I'm still watching Pammy and Tommy.
Oh, are you? What episode are you on?
5.
Okay.
How many are there? So good.
5. I think there are only 5, isn't there?
No, I think there are eight.
Oh,
I think
I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So good. A friend came over last week. We sat there watching it together, kind of Googling and like going down a hole of looking at pictures of her.
Yeah. I do that every single time I watch
it. So good. I went to the Main on...
Oh, that looks so fun. You've been a few times now, right?
I've been a couple of times. We're going there actually for senior team coming up.
Oh, lucky.
Exciting.
Have you been, Heather?
No, I'm going soon with a couple of PRs who look after it.
It is just so fun. And it's on Hanover Square. It's a new restaurant that's quite sort of old school glamour, amazing interiors, dark, lots of marble, enormous chandeliers. And then in the centre of the restaurant is a round stage with a Rat Pack singer and some burlesque dancers come out.
And is that every night they have singers and dancers?
No, I think Thursday to Saturday. Okay. But I've been there for lunch.
Because I remember saying to you, because Giles Corran reviewed it and was basically like they weren't expecting to see so many boobs while he took his wife out for lunch.
We saw some butts.
Is it
boobs? Huh?
Is it, they're not nude? Or they are?
No, I mean, they were wearing some, she was definitely wearing a G-string.
In Giles Corran review, they got pretty much fully naked.
Okay. I mean, it
depends,
I didn't see a nipple.
Who's there, you know?
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, anyway, it was so fun. It's so fun. The food's really good. It's just so many places have turned into private members clubs in London, and this hasn't. So I think we need, you know...
It's a destination restaurant. Yeah.
It's a destination restaurant. It feels very New York. It feels very old school glamour. You can get really dressed up. Fine. We then got a little secret key into a nightclub.
And oh, fun!
Yeah, it was really fun. It was really fun.
Is so it hard good. To get in?
I think like crack on and put yourself in sooner rather than later. It's really good. I loved it. We're going to move on to the questions that have come in, of which there are lots. Let's start with, what have we got here? Let's start off with some location recommendations. First question I've got is, what's your favourite hotel in London? Why do you think, can I say that I went to the Connaught? No, I didn't go to the Connaught. I went to Claridge's the other day.
Oh, yeah, that's lovely. That'll be up there for me.
For a little staycation with my husband.
Yeah.
And regardless of the fact that, I mean, it's, you know, one of the loveliest hotels in London, just a London hotel is not to be overlooked. That's what I came away thinking. I went and dropped my bags in the morning on the way to a meeting, then I went to some meetings, and then I went back to the hotel. I got into bed and watched 2 hours of Netflix, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I mean, heaven.
What a treat.
Had a bath. Went downstairs, didn't leave the hotel, went to the bar, went to the restaurant, and then got up the next day and went to the River Cafe for lunch. I mean, and it was just so
cream.
Easy. I always forget, you've got to travel somewhere. But
Yeah.
I don't know, we used to do London hotels quite a lot, and it really reminded me that it's very easy when time is of the essence, and it just felt really indulgent. It was so nice.
I've thought. So yeah, similarly, the Connaught I do think is also amazing, and their martini bar is just amazing. Like, it's always sort of, or often gets number one bar in the world in the 50 Best Awards. So it's worth it. I think it's amazing. But also for something more fun, I really like the Standard in King's Cross. It's like the old sort of council buildings right opposite King's Cross Station. It's got a rooftop restaurant called Decimo. It's got a huge sort of lounge downstairs. It's just really, really fun.
Apparently they have really good live jazz.
Yeah, they do live music a lot. They've got lots of different...
My friend went on a Sunday and said there was really awesome live jazz. Drank cocktails and sat there listening to Charles' music. I was like, check that before you go, and maybe that it's not on. But
yeah, no, it's really good. And yeah, it's just really my sort of style, sort of like 70s mid-century, but like a bit cooler than just someone who's gone to, you know, a charity shop and got loads of stuff. It's lots of fun.
That's a good tip. Lou, do you have a London?
I've actually only ever stayed in a London hotel once. That was the night before my wedding with my mum. We stayed at number 16 in Kensington. So yeah, I really need to.
Yeah, it's a nice... I agree with Georgie. It's a sort of nice, luxurious thing to do.
I don't know. I always think like the money that you would spend on a London hotel, I would rather go out to the countryside and put it towards that.
Yeah. I know, and it like the bit of my brain tells me the same, but actually having done it, I really rated it. Amrit.
I have actually never really experienced staying in a very nice hotel in London. The only time I did ever stay in London was like in a really shit hotel because it was cheap and I obviously didn't have any money at the time. But I've seen like everyone's like stories when they do have like a staycation in London and it does just look amazing. So maybe one is on the cards. Oh, maybe for my anniversary with my boyfriend.
How long is coming up?
Oh, 6 years.
Really?
I know.
Didn't think it was that long.
Yeah, it is long and it makes me cry. cringe a little bit, but
does it? Why does it make you cringe?
It just makes me cringe. It's just so long. I still feel like I'm a kid.
How old are you?
23.
Sweet. So you met when you, wow.
When we were in sixth
form. Teenage sweetheart. Oh. Yeah.
Well, that's I met nice. My husband when I was 19. You met Lou when you were
22.
How old were you when you met Twice?
Well, when we knew each other for a while before.
You worked together, didn't you?
Yeah, hang on. No, I was 28, I think, when we actually, or just 27, almost 28, when we first got together.
Six years ago.
We were 16, so. Sweet 16. Oh, I love that. That's
nice, yeah. Don't be cringe about it. It's nice.
It's just such a long time.
It is a long time. I would say that my husband and I both kind of said, like, in an ideal world, we probably would have met, I don't know, 10 years later, but yeah. God. The grass is always greener, yeah. Isn't it? And, you know, you can't just be, if you're happy. That's
if you're
happy,
you're yeah. happy. So
that's all
fine.
That matters. Got some travel questions. Do you have any good South London restaurant recommendations?
But I'm going to go, I'm sure I've spoken about this before on the podcast, but Artusi in Peckham is a really amazing kind of small local Italian, and there's not many tables inside, but delicious kind of home cooked, authentic Italian, really good and really really affordable.
Heather, South London restaurants.
Brunswick House, which is on Vauxhall Roundabout, that gorgeous area. But no, it's in a stunning old sort of Georgian mansion, and it's a part of Lascaux Group, so you can buy all the antiques that are in the restaurant. It's Jackson Box's place. He's a great London chef. And
I've wanted to go there for so long.
It's so
long.
Good. And honestly, just go.
I
it's so
drive
easy.
Past it so often. Yeah. And I just
you'll love it. It's really close
what
to Vauxhall.
What type of food
too.
Is it?
Like just modern British kind of. It okay. changes all the time depending on what's in season. But like just like nice salads and like just like simple pieces of meat and okay. fish with like nice. It's quite like simple but like really well cooked stuff, if you know what I mean.
Nice.
I'd say mine is probably, my brother will be so thrilled at this, Tooting Market.
Oh, yeah.
I have yeah. not been and I live so close to it.
All right, well, there you go. You need to
I
get
need to check it
your
out.
Ass over yeah. Tooting Market.
Watch me and Sherry go around for BTS and try it
You
all.
Had a ball, didn't you?
Yeah, it was great.
It's so great in
really
there.
Good, yeah.
It's like an absolute TARDIS. I mean, I have no sense of direction. I struggle to get out by myself. But there are gin bars, there are sweet shops, there are... Endless awesome restaurants.
Yeah.
I don't know how much sort of space it covers, but it's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I need cool. to go.
Someone has asked the best place to eat in the daytime in London for a birthday. Girls' lunch.
It's so, you could just go in so many different directions. I really do think it depends.
I'm going to suggest Daphne's.
Yeah, I was thinking yeah. Daphne's.
Is a really good one. Yeah. Or Peachum Nursery. Yeah. Yeah. Is a nice one if you want to walk. Or the Covent Garden yeah. one.
I recently did a girls' brunch at the Nomad, which is really lovely.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yes, the kind of atrium is so gorgeous. Beautiful. That was a really nice one.
My favourite thing is like a girls' lunch.
Yes.
And I was saying to Trini the other day, I love working and I love being busy, but... I love the freedom just, and I do it every month the other day, I totally don't, but like every quarter just to have a day off and go for a girls' lunch. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's something about like a 2 o'clock
yes,
girls' lunch exactly. when you're still sitting there at six. So yeah, I love a girls' lunch that goes into the whole afternoon.
Yeah, 100%.
Somewhere they're not 3 or 4 mm-hmm. out of your table in 2 hours, but yeah. that's quite hard yeah. to find, isn't it?
Can be.
Dalloway Terrace is actually also really nice for a girls' lunch.
Lovely. Where are you going on holiday this summer? Has anyone booked anything? Amrit, have you booked anything?
I haven't, but a big family holiday is on the talk. So we're thinking maybe Singapore and Thailand.
Oh, wow.
We haven't been on a really like insane family holiday in so, so long. It's just been like just me, my mum, my sister.
So who would that involve?
So that would involve me, my mum, dad, brother and sister. Not my nan, but my nan does live with us. I just don't think...
Does she?
Yes, but I don't think she would enjoy it.
Oh, I love that.
So yeah. Fingers
she
crossed.
Lives with, how long has she lived with you?
Literally forever.
Has she really?
Yeah.
How old is she?
In her 60s, I think.
God, that's so amazing.
Yeah,
you
it's really
have
nice.
A very tolerant mother.
Why would she not enjoy coming on holiday?
I just don't think she would enjoy it. She just likes India and that's her. She's in India at the moment.
Is she?
Yes. I just don't think she'd enjoy it.
Okay.
Yeah. Are both your parents from India?
Just my mum. Dad was born here.
Imagine I rocked home to my husband and said my mum's moving in.
I know, it's quite normal in Indian families.
Yes, no, I know. Yeah. But your dad, is he just sort of accepted that? And
Yeah, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Like, I love,
love
my
that.
So yeah. special. And yeah. I actually look at my children now and their relationship with my parents and my in-laws and think how wonderful it is and how lucky they are and how sad it is when they're not around anymore. And,
yeah.
yeah.
And also they're at the age where they love their company. I remember going through a period in my sort of teens. I was like, couldn't be bothered to go and see my granny for lunch.
Yeah.
But they're at this age now where they just worship them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so lovely. Nice.
Heather, what about you?
Nothing booked yet, but hopefully Portland and Seattle is on the cards because, yeah, my boyfriend's sister works in philanthropy and travels quite a lot and she's got a conference there, so might go and tag along with her, take
awesome.
Advantage of some free accommodation and go exploring. But yeah, nothing booked yet, but fingers crossed.
Lou?
We, very excitedly, we're going to LA at the end of April.
Ooh, nice. I think most of the, we need corporate travel here. Like,
I know.
Most of us are going to the
West
States.
Coast.
Yeah. I'm super, super excited about. I went years and years ago in my old job to shoot a campaign out there. And so now going for fun with my husband.
That'll be great.
Really fun. And then we're going to France for a family holiday in July with my brother and my niece, which I cannot wait for. We missed the family holiday last year because of the dreaded C word. So yeah, really looking forward to that. And then hopefully Italy, maybe September time.
Oh, lovely.
What Very about you, nice. Georgie?
Are we going skiing at Easter with my children for the first time?
Have they not been before?
No. Are you dreading it or are you exciting?
Yes. I was going to say,
I'm absolutely dreading it.
Why?
Because...
Imagine it's a logistical nightmare.
Oh, God, the thought of all those skis. I can't. I know. I mean,
all the lost gloves.
I sound like, you know, first world problems and all. But I can't say. I'm sure it'll be wonderful when we're on the mountain skiing together. Are we? Will that ever happen? I don't know. I mean.
Is it just the five of you?
We're joining up with another family in the same hotel. Driving. Oh, anyway, I'm sure it'll be lovely, but. I haven't skied my children yet. We were supposed to go 2 years ago.
And you're like pro, aren't you?
And, well, I've done a ski season. That's how I met my husband. Okay. And the thought of getting my son on and off a chairlift. I mean, my youngest will probably be the most game out of all of them. Yeah. I'd happily just take her. I feel really mean. I'm sure it will be lovely and we'll make lots of memories. But ask me on the other side.
Okay.
And in the US, like everybody. I love this. What is Heather reading at the moment? Does she have any recommendations?
I don't know if this is very Sherlock's friendly, but it is in the Sunday Times bestseller list this week, so it's kind of topical. It's basically a book by the singer of the Fat White Family, who are this amazing British rock band.
Fat White Family?
Yes.
Right.
Lots of people find them controversial, but they're very good musicians, but he's written a sort of lockdown autobiography of the band with another novelist who's kind of fictionalized it, and it's really bloody good if you like the band or sort of anything like that. For me, it's good. It's just like a classic sort of sex, drugs and rock and roll tale, but written with a kind of fictional flourish. It's really good. But
don't
probably
know any of their music?
No.
I don't think I
would. No, that's what I mean. It's not very Sherlock's appropriate, but it's bloody good.
But it's number two on the Times bestseller.
It's number six, but I mean, it was very surprising that it made it on there because, you know, not many people have heard of them, but
I'm going to whiz through these questions in the interest of time, because we have got a guest joining us for some of the podcast today. So in the interest of time, I'm going to whiz down. And I'm just going to direct them at you individually. I won't ask each of you them. It's much more audio when Charlotte does it. Where's the best place to buy a black blazer, Lou?
Ooh, Arquette.
I'd say Ray, my Ray. I mean,
so good.
I need that in grey. Matches. Can you just get on and make that in grey, please? How do you feel about travel now, Amrit?
Now I feel a lot, like, it's a lot easier now, I feel like.
Relaxed?
Relaxed, yeah, easier.
Da, 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 da. What do you wear to work? Amrit. Nice trousers, Amrit. Where are they from?
They're just from Zara.
I knew you were going to say that. You are.
Zara.
Amrit, man, what are you wearing today?
Zara.
Or Zara.
I'm quite minimal, so just, like, black trousers, sometimes trainers, sometimes heeled boots, sometimes a blazer. I just like to be comfortable. 2 days of the week, I like to be comfortable. And then when it's like outfit picture day, I like to dress up a little bit more.
Yeah. You look great. Can you run us your outfit now?
Thank you. Yes, I'm wearing a black lamb's wool jumper from Uniqlo, Zara trousers, and just some white trainers.
They are the Air Force ones.
Nike Air Force ones, yeah.
She looks great. She's got great style. Very chic. Very minimalist.
Thank you. So do you.
Lou, what three hot picks for spring?
Ooh, a suede overshirt, white cream boots, and a denim jumpsuit, boiler suit.
Nice. Pregnancy style advice. My God, I get asked this question a lot. My advice would be, which I just gave my sister-in-law, don't waste money on pregnancy stuff. Get yourself some leggings, a couple of pairs of jeans, and borrow your other half's shirts and jumpers for as long as you can. That would be my advice. Thoughts on the Kardashians?
Love them. I do love them. I'm not
going to lie. Even now?
Yeah, even now. Sometimes they do annoy me, but I just love watching them. I find them so entertaining.
Oh, do you know what I started watching, last night? The Kanye documentary.
Oh my God. I can't wait to watch that. I keep forgetting that it's out there.
Yeah.
Is it good?
But it's really long. It's 7.5 hours of footage.
Oh gosh.
And the first episode is 1.5 hours, and there's a lot that
I would drop out. Is Kim in it? Are they talking heads?
Haven't got to Kim yet. No, I don't know. Maybe she comes in later.
It's a lot of old footage, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like basically a guy who knew that Kanye was going to be big right at the beginning of his career from like 1992 or something.
Yeah.
Basically is a documentary about him kind of getting his big break and how he got into the career and how he obviously was a producer on Jay-Z's album. And at the beginning, everybody thought he was just a producer. He's never going to be a rapper and couldn't get a record deal. And it's basically about, well, that's what the first one has been about. But I think you're meant to understand like Kanye and his process and
the tortured artist
exactly genius and why he is who he is. So
good.
It was quite slow the first one, so I feel shame. Like you'll want to watch it on like
7 hours.
Two times.
shame. This is my favorite question. How is Heather so fabulous?
Oh, Isaac. That's
Isaac asking.
Cheers, pal.
she is fabulous, and she's a breath of fresh air.
Thanks, Georgie. And Isaac.
The style of the pair's socks. That y'all wear.
Everyone loves those socks.
It's they're alpaca, I think. Alpaca
bed socks.
Are
you wearing them now, Lee?
Yeah, I'm wearing them now.
I'm wearing them now too. Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm wearing White Company ones today.
Yeah, I absolutely love them.
I've also got the ribbed ones from them there as well.
Mm. The pair we recently got for just after Christmas are a little bit too loose for me. I can wear them in bed.
They're good with the tracksuit bottom tucked in.
Okay, good to know.
If you want, like, tucking the tracky bottoms or something. They're quite nice. No, just get yourself some. You won't regret it. We are going to pause the questions just for a moment for a very special guest and a very important subject. I'm thrilled to introduce my guest on the podcast today, Emma Kay. She's the founder of Walk Safe, the app. Interestingly, Emma launched the app before the tragic death of Sarah Everett in 2021, and is here to tell us more, is here to encourage people to download it and just to talk about women's safety in general. Welcome, Emma. Lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here today.
The first thing I asked you was, did you launch the app before or after the death of Sarah Everett? And you said, and I was surprised, it was not the answer I thought you were going to give me. You said you launched it before. Why did you launch it? What drove you to do it?
So I think, like most women, and I'm yet to meet one woman or girl that hasn't felt at some point in her life harassed, had unwanted attention. I just think it was down to my own personal experiences. I had been in some unsavory positions from the age of 12 years old, trying to get myself to school, and I just felt unsafe before. And I think that it's something I feel that all women can identify with, and I just wanted to do something about it. So that's how it was kind of created. It was created under a need to kind of help people be safer when they're out and about.
What was your background prior to setting up the app?
An eyelash technician.
No way!
Yeah, I used to do eyelashes.
You have got amazing, amazing lashes.
Oh, thanks. I had them done especially. But very different. And actually, I stopped doing that because it was COVID and I got pregnant again. And I thought, I can't have people in and out the house. And my brother-in-law and I then partnered up, and it just felt quite organic. And it's kind of taken off since then.
What are the current statistics around women's safety? Can you sort of set the scene? There have been some horrendous death. Sarah Everett's been an asset. Can you give us some statistics around harassment for women?
Well, one woman every 3 days dies at the hands of a man. And I think just at the moment, we are definitely facing an epidemic of violence against women and girls. As you were just saying, there's been so many deaths in the media.
But it's one in three.
Yeah, it's staggering.
And that's presumably domestic violence.
Exactly, as well. Included yeah. on that.
Why do you think that? Why is progress so difficult?
I just think, sadly, we start talking about things needing to change and people have the right intentions. And then, like anything in life, news changes. And then we're talking about the next thing. So, yeah, I feel like we need to keep that conversation going. Because it does keep getting lost, and then another tragic girl goes missing or is raped and murdered, and then we talk about it again. So it's this vicious cycle.
I know, it's yeah, it's also a kind of acceptance, isn't it, that
yes.
that's just how the world
totally
is. And I'd be interested to know whether those stats have increased or decreased or stayed flat over time. But yeah, there is this sort of sad acceptance that women will find themselves in these situations yeah. and that, as horrific as it is, all we can really do, well, is keep having the conversation yeah. and also take precautions and try and protect yeah. ourselves as much as we can. That said, you know, she was
I
on
know.
The main road and
doing everything right
at 8 o'clock at night.
This
you
is
know.
It. There's no, and this is what annoys me within the media is, it's what was she doing and all the hashtags. She was just going for a run. She was just at the bus stop. She was just going to see a friend. You know, it's not, it doesn't matter what we were doing. She was living her life at the end of the day, and she should be able to, and so should we all be able to do that and walk freely without that fear that something's going to happen. And that's why I think Walk Safe is all about empowering and kind of putting that information in the hands of a user, so then they can make safer choices, understand their local neighborhoods, and start to just kind of take back that power. Because I feel that at times as women, we can feel quite powerless at the hands of other people. So yeah.
Yep. Agreed. Can you talk to us a bit about how the app works? I have to say, it's really impressive. It's very simple. And when I first heard about this, I just thought, God, what's, you know, what can an app really do other than trace where you are? But there are sort of different touch points and different things it does. And I thought, wow, that's really clever. I really get it. So can you talk us through, from someone
sure.
that's not seen it before, there's some quite simple steps and ways you can interact with people,
totally.
Understand the area. Anyway, you're explaining it far better than I will.
Thank you. So first of all, we have our Walk Safe map. And that's really there to kind of help you understand where the crime is happening within your area. For instance, I always put it in an example terms. I think it always helps people. So I've got two kids, and if I'm wanting to go to the shops, I'll check my map before I leave the house, and I can see where there's been, for instance, recent mugging. And that really enables me to kind of see where those patterns of crime happen consistently over time, and I can then plan safer routes. So we always say there's no such thing as a good road, a safe road, or a bad road. It's more just spotting those patterns.
And are those patterns very obvious?
They can be, yeah. Like, I must admit, if you do, we always say check regularly, but over a period of time you really start to notice where crime does happen in certain areas, and it just enables you to just be a bit more informed. We also have our community-based icons. So for instance, a lot of girls who go to university have liked this, where they're walking around at night, perhaps they're going between dorms or campuses, and there's no street lights. So you can go onto your Walk Safe map and pop on that there's no street lights, or that, I don't know, there's been a football match and there's a group of really rowdy boys. So you can put rowdy groups, and these sorts
that's
of
good.
They don't last very long. So the point of them is to give someone a heads up.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you've got a girlfriend and you know she's going to take that route and she's going to be maybe an hour or two behind you, it just gives her that heads up.
Yeah.
And then we've got our Home Safe function. So if you're going out with the girls and you're like me, you know you're going to forget to text your other half and you're going to have far too many cocktails and enjoy yourself. I always plan my Home Safe before I go out. So I will go onto my Home Safe feature. I'll say, look, I'll definitely be home before 12. So, you know, if I'm not, then something could be up. So, you know, then you should get an alert that I'm not okay. If I arrive home before that, great, all good. But if I don't, an alert will get sent to my husband to be like, look, she's not home, check on her. And then my last known location will be seen on his phone, so he knows where I am.
That's
or
good.
Where
that's...
my phone's been.
My trouble with that is I'm not very good at getting home, so my husband won't be getting alert. But as long as he can see I'm still in that bar or my girlfriend's house that I promised I was going to leave by 12, then...
I love it. You give a really then overly... you know, nice home time. I'll be home definitely before 12 and like 4 a.m. and she's still not there.
Terrible. I'm a terrible leader.
And then we've got our tap safe, which is for when you're out and about and you're feeling nervous.
I love this. This was, I think, my favourite.
So basically, it's used so much. It's always really bittersweet with this feature because when we look at the data and we see how many people actually use it, it always makes me really sad that people have felt this way when out and about. So we've got our tap safe feature, which is where you can tap if you feel nervous. So you can keep the phone in your pocket, keep tapping. If anything happens and that phone gets knocked out of your hand, your last known location gets sent to your loved one. But if you're fine and say... The most common example I give to this is usually when you're, say, walking through an alleyway or something and someone's walking up quite close behind you. To be able to alert someone that you're feeling nervous but without actually having to say anything and do anything apart from tap, it can be quite useful. But if you come out of that alleyway...
It gives me goosebumps, you talking about it.
Oh, it's just a bit sinister, isn't it? But if you come out of the alleyway and you feel completely safe and they've walked in the other direction, you come out, exit it, and your loved one knows you're fine. And we are working on a new version, which will be live next month, and it will have a follow me feature in real time. So you say you're going to the shops, you should arrive by that time, and you can see someone can watch you in real time do your journey. So that was a bit of feedback we had from our users.
I like that, yeah. Are there any other measures that you would advise women take if they want to feel safer when they're out and about?
First of all, I always caveat that with, I always feel really frustrated that it's always up to us, as a woman, to keep ourselves safer. Especially there's so much victim blaming going on in the world, like I said before. The same point, it is sad that we still need to do that. So I do say, I just think, trust your instincts, stay alert. And I think that if you're definitely a millennial, which I am, that we were kind of brought up to kind of be polite and kind of respond and not really at times. If something made us feel wildly uncomfortable, just feel like, I don't like this, I'm leaving. I think there was an element of like growing up where I always felt I had to be the polite girl and maybe put up with things. And now I realise that my gut was right. They were completely inappropriate and I should have just removed myself from that situation. So I always feel like as women, we should just listen to ourselves more because I always feel like, we know really what's up.
Trust your gut. Trust your guts. Good advice.
I did a call with the Home Office and one of the guys there had said, oh, my wife, the most scary bit of her journey is that 3 minutes from her car to her door. You know, is that still a journey? Does that still count? And I'm like, it totally does. They are the most important 3 minutes of her journey. They matter the most. Yeah. And actually, my mum's the same. My mum parks her car up. She lives by some flats. And she has to walk from that door to her front door. And actually, that's a very scary walk because it's not the most well lit, and she's always really vulnerable doing that walk. And yeah, quite like how you felt, it doesn't matter how long that journey is, it's your journey and it all matters.
And it can be 30 seconds for someone to
exactly.
My husband is so, if ever I have a girlfriend for a drink in the week or yeah, at any point when it's dark, he will walk on with me. I've got one particular friend and she's always like, no, I'm fine. Honestly, it's literally that road. And he's like, absolutely no way. Yeah, I totally am walking you home.
And actually, it doesn't matter. Like you said, it's one road away, but it's all it takes. And yeah, I think that having that awareness and understanding that it doesn't have to be a 15-minute walk or a half an hour walk for it to feel valid to use these things like our app or to have someone to help you, it doesn't matter. It's all like the words of TFL, every journey does matter. It's not dependent on how long that is.
Well, I always ask if ever I'm at someone's house and their husband's there and it's a local friend, I always ask the husband. I can tell them, they're like, oh
yeah,
quite
totally
want to his bed, but I'm really sorry, when he walked me home.
Yeah,
and they're not gonna say no,
no,
are they?
Of course. I love it. That's great. And I always think as well, even with Ubers, I think people have this misconception that, you know, all Ubers are safe. And I think that, you know, just taking even those precautions when you get into an Uber, again, that's definitely another journey. You know, don't walk up and say, hi, is this for Emma? Hi, are you going here?
Yes.
Because you don't, you know, you're meant to wait and see who they're waiting for. What if you walked into the wrong one?
Yeah.
I think that it's just taking all these safety precautions and thinking about things and not being in, I think we are in life, we're in such a rush all the time, and it's just taking that 30 seconds to stop and think before you maybe leave your house or before you get into that car or you know.
Yeah, and leave your jewelry at home and
Have your keys in your hand.
Have your keys in your hand and be ready to run down that street. The amount of streets I've run down the middle of, I cannot tell you.
Love it.
Well, I can't encourage people more to download the WalkSafe app. I think it's brilliant. It's very foolproof, very simple to use. And I think that new function sounds brilliant. Emma, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey.
Your opinions on plus ones to a 3-day abroad wedding if you don't know or like them. Help.
Hang on. What do you mean by like them?
If you're getting married abroad and you don't like someone's other half, Lou says no.
If
they're married, you do.
Depends, doesn't it?
Oh, don't be silly.
You can't invite everyone else's partner and not
No, because
person.
In my head, then you're inviting somebody else, like someone's partner who maybe you don't like, over one of your close friends.
When they're a long-term life partner, okay, so you don't have to be married, but long-term life partner, I think it's harder when they are married not to.
It really depends on how big the guest list is, I suppose. If it's I think if it's a small guest list
and that person is taking the place of one of your older friends, then I think no.
If it's like 30 people, different. I think when you get into like 70 plus territory, it becomes very hard.
You're not really going to interact with them anyway, are you, if you don't want
to? I think you're right. If it's life partner, you know, if you were then to have them for dinner at a later point in your life and then they weren't at your wedding.
Good luck in maintaining that friendship. Someone said, what do I do? A postponed work Christmas party in March? Black sequin dress, okay? Start it out.
I do black sequins, I think, is quite heavy for March.
I do too. But if it's a Christmas party.
If it's an evening thing,
I do think if it's a Christmas party, just go out and say, if it's a dress you really want to wear, just go out and say, it's our bloody Christmas party, so I'm going to wear the sequins.
Exactly.
Okay. Any new restaurant hotel openings coming up that you have your eye on?
I've got a feature running next week with The Mall, so look at that.
Okay, there you go. Outfit for a friend's 40th in a London bar. It's been ages since I've been out.
What did your friend wear recently to her? You had like a 40th hair,
Yes. Well, she's got killer legs and she wanted to wear a black miniskirt.
Love that.
And so she wore what I suggested. She didn't actually wear what I suggested, but it was like a Maison Kitsune t-shirt with like a sleeveless blazer and killer heels. Anyway, she looked like a fox. She didn't wear it. She looked great. Georgie's go-to night out outfit. Would it be a blazer? I mean, boring. It would be a blazer and probably patent all other trousers, kid heels. Or occasionally a short skirt. But,
The
window's closing.
No, it's not.
I put on a short skirt the other day and sent it to Hodge and I was like, what do you reckon, too much? She was like, babe, the window's closing. Wear the skirt while you can.
Yeah, it's not closing either. You've got great legs.
When we went for dinner in Paris, I wore leather shorts, which I like, haven't worn in ages, then with like tights and boots. And I was like, I feel like I'm wearing something short. It was quite fun.
Lush, I want to see the outfit. Best products for a slicked back hair look. Do you ever slick back your hair, Amrit? You've got very glossy, beautiful hair.
Your hair's gorgeous. I look at the back of you from where I sit at my desk and I'm always just like, oh, I really want a hair.
So shiny.
It is so shiny.
Thanks, guys. Yes, I use the Way Matte Pomade. I can get it on it. You can get it on ASOS and yeah, amazing.
At what point does that go on?
Oh, okay. Yes, I will brush my hair first into the ponytail.
Right.
And then put it on after and then go with my like special hair brush.
And does that just get rid of any flyaways?
Yes, and it like just sticks all the hair like completely down. Wow. So yeah.
How often do you wash your hair?
Like twice a week. Is that good or bad?
No, that's great if you can do
really
it.
Envious.
Yeah, same.
I'm really envious. Thanks. You're about the same, aren't you, Lou?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But my hair's not like anyone as glossy as Amrit's.
Yeah. I know, Amrit, you really have that Swedish heritage there, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I was thinking of Holly Scarsella.
She's got incredible
hair. Like,
also, I just need to have a proper, fully wet shower every morning to wake up, so can't get away with not.
What do you mean, getting your head wet?
Yeah, exactly, like putting the whole thing
Charlotte
under a tap.
Charlotte was, like, unbelievably shocked about the fact that I wore a shower cap in the shower.
Well, you'd have to. Yeah. With curly hair, yeah, you have to.
Because
it's a little bit geriatric.
But I might
put mine up in a top knot.
I've got curly hair like Lou's, it would go frizzy.
You one.
The steam. No, but I understand why Lou does.
Yeah, the steam in the bathroom would make my hair so frizzy that it has to be covered.
I think I would. You sweet in a shower.
I bet it's a very chic one.
It's not.
Change the subject. How did you meet your partner? Go, Amrit.
In sixth form.
Okay.
We were in the same class.
At work.
On the reshop floor.
On a ski season. There we go. Ooh. Best simple ways to refresh your wardrobe for spring.
Do a wardrobe clear out like I did and rediscover
That's
stuff you
idea,
forgot
yeah.
about.
Some boots. I think like a lighter colour suede boot.
Mm. A really good trench.
At the Celine Triomphe or the Saint Laurent Mayol.
Ooh. I think this is going to be unpopular opinion. The Saint Laurent.
I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah.
Slush.
Yeah.
Slush. I like this question. Best ice cream flavour?
Ooh.
Pistachio if it's gelato, I reckon.
Can I go for two? It's a bit boring, but stracciatella and strawberry.
Not strawberry.
I don't get it. I don't.
What?
What's not to get?
I'm with you, Heather.
Yeah.
All pistachio. The way. What's that creamy thing that we used in the Zap piece that we did?
Was it Grom?
That was Grom. That's in your freezer.
Love Grom.
I've eaten it.
Oh, right.
The team shot some pictures for Zap. Oh my God, I love Zap. I have to secretly use Zap without my husband. The other day, we went to my brother's for supper and my brother's crisp selection was shit. Sorry, Harry.
I love that.
If you're listening. And I was like, we need some better crisps.
I'll zap some crisps.
I was a bit jaded. So, and my husband, like, he's an accountant and he does not, you know, we are not allowed Sky. So if there's certain sport on, he'll upgrade to Sky and then we downgrade it because it's a waste of money. Okay. Honestly. And he things like, if I ever get cash out of a machine where they charge you, yeah. I mean, that is his
nightmare.
I'm like, literally, that is like, right, you've written warning, marriage is over. I'll do that again. It makes him so angry. I can't explain. The other thing that makes him so angry is if you get petrol on the motorway. I mean,
do you know, every time I go on a motorway, I think of you telling me Jonesy would never let me get motorway.
Oh
petrol.
My God, no way. He goes absolutely mental.
I've not driven for a very long time. Is that just because it's inflated prices?
Well, don't drive now. I mean, petrol. Oh my
it's
God,
it's insane.
Petrol prices since. Yeah, horrendous. Anyway, Zap delivery, I mean, that makes him spin out. So I had to pretend the other day that I had a free delivery coupon code. I was like, don't worry, hon, I've got free delivery.
Is it just because there's a charge to, like, the big delivery charge or the
There's a delivery charge when you could walk to a shop.
Yeah. Okay.
Right,
but it was Saturday and it was cold and the shop wasn't very close. And we just
the crisps were crap.
Some truffle crisps.
What did you get, Torres?
Yeah, obvs. Anyway, we did some pictures for Zap and Laura said, I've left some pistachio. What's it called?
Grom. So good.
Oh my God.
I've never bought any because it's ludicrously expensive.
Is
but
it?
I've been in the shop and had like a scoop. It's like £7-8 for a tub of ice cream. Oh, it's worth it.
I have to say that it's so creamy. Is it more or less healthy for you than normal ice cream?
I imagine it's just got less like...
Nasty bits.
Nasty bits, exactly. Like additives and stuff. We have a bad habit of getting Deliveroo or Adonis, Adonis, I never know which way it is. That amazing, amazing ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, there's one near us actually.
And yeah, it's silly prices for a big trap, but you can get that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good, that ice cream.
Really good.
Amrit, favourite ice cream?
Cookies and cream.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like not cookie dough.
No, cookies and cream. Like you like the little Oreo chunks. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think something salted caramel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yes, that's
nice. Our original Marijuana Bobby's done.
Yes.
It's a shame. Mm. I feel like they should have survived. Right, we're going to whiz through investment heels for approximately 850. I mean...
Gianvito Rossi.
I'm really regretting not buying any Mac & Max. Probably. If it's a one-off, I'd probably go, yeah, Gianvito Rossi's, but you don't need to spend that much. Mm-hmm. Or you obviously can't beat Manolo Blahnik's. Any dad?
Jimmy Choo.
We're going to finish on one question. How do you cope with the news from Ukraine? I've lost all interest in fashion and restaurants.
It's tricky, isn't it? So I work on The Brief, which is our daily sort of current affairs newsletter. And it's definitely, yeah, the last couple of weeks have been tough. Like every morning you've got to get up at 6:30 and check the news and update stuff. And it is just like onslaught after onslaught of negative information. Mm. But I guess I don't really know what the sort of answer is, I guess.
I think, you know, seeing everybody club together and help and do everything that they can and raise awareness is, you know, really amazing to see everyone going against Putin and helping people. And, you know, there's so many real amazing acts of kindness.
Yeah.
And obviously that is a positive, but I guess seeing those areas of hope.
Yeah.
I know it brings people together. Mm. Yeah. A friend of mine was sorting all the donations at a centre lately at the weekend. So it was just amazing, like all these strangers grouping together. They'd never met each other before, like pooling their skills. And so it's like really uplifting for humankind there.
Anyway.
I was on the way home last week from work and I'd seen that the Wandsworth Town Hall had put the Ukraine flag up.
Really?
Yeah, and it just made me like happy to see. It was just quite nice. Just, they don't have to do it, but they did it and it was nice. So
he might be a sick bastard, but you know there's also a lot of good kindness in the world, and in these times you do realize that, don't you? Anyway, that's it for this week. Thanks, ladies. If you enjoyed that, then do please rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends to listen too, and we'll be back soon. Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.